Meta responds to our proposal to itemize government censorship requests it has received and to identify government officials and bureaucrats who made those requests by saying the company is transparent about such matters. But saying you're transparent doesn't make it so. A visit to Meta's alleged transparency reports gives you numbers, but no identities. Numbers are meaningless. All these numbers tell you is that censorship of free speech is a massive problem and that Meta's subsidiary Facebook helpfully enforces the practice. And in the process, Facebook covers up and protects those government officials from being identified for their shameful, unconstitutional actions. If you need an example, think of the former head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, Dr. Anthony Fauci. Dr. Fauci was known to have some conversations with Meta's CEO and co-founder, Mark Zuckerberg. Dr. Fauci was the ultimate disinformation specialist as a leader of the influential government task force on COVID. The government response produced perhaps the greatest, maybe longest-lasting, government-driven economic and health disaster our country has seen. And Facebook aided and abetted it by censoring those who disagreed with Dr. Fauci at his behest. Meanwhile, Facebook helped disseminate Dr. Fauci's disinformation about COVID's origins and its transmission, vaccines, mask wearing, lockdowns, and closing schools. Like so much of what we see on Silicon Valley's social media platforms these days, information was called disinformation, and much of the so-called disinformation that was censored was actually real information. Then there's the so-called fact checkers that Facebook enlists to make its decisions on whether content should be allowed on the platform. What a joke they are. This global fact-checking network is funded by George Soros. Enough said about that. And then there's the secretive online portal that Meta maintains where people in government can quickly and easily turn in Facebook users they disagree with or don't like. Our proposal asks for Meta to identify these malicious individuals in government who are supposed to be public servants, not speech police. But we're realistic that Mr. Zuckerberg, who has shareholder voting control of the company, will never allow that. It's why there's now a lawsuit led by Louisiana and Missouri that could cause some serious collateral damage against the company, which heightens the risk for shareholders. You know, Facebook used to be a great business. But between censorship and false advertising about reach and diminished audience largely because of those two things, Facebook is greatly devalued. Mr. Zuckerberg has ruined Facebook in favor of his virtual reality pipe dreams and now AI. Please vote for Proposal 3.